What exact indication of pleasure?
Okay, so I'll just first define. I think many may or may not be aware. Deja vu is the feeling of familiarity in unfamiliar surroundings. Interestingly, I don't know whether you are aware or not, there is another word called jamai vu, not the Hindi wala jamai. J-A-M-A-I-S, jamai vu, they are French words. There is another word called deja entendu and jamai entendu. So deja vu is feeling of familiarity and unfamiliar surroundings. Jamai vu is the feeling of unfamiliarity in familiar surroundings. Suddenly. And deja entendu is about actions. Oh, I had done this action before, when actually you may have never done it, and it's reversed, jamai entendu. So this is a phenomena which people have tried to understand, and when we don't understand, we label. So it is labeled as probably the discharges in the temporal lobe. I don't believe in it. But, you know, if you ask a neurologist or a psychiatrist like me, they will say, yeah, probably they are discharges giving the sense of familiarity. My own feeling is what I was just speaking about some time back. I have not done research in it because all these researches take a time and I have a different course in my life. But my intuitive sense is because of telescoping of time. And also because always when we are going into life, we think that we are, let's say for example, you are going through a forest or through a road to a place. So you have a feeling that I'm going for the first time and I'm alone or with maybe family, known people. But there are always beings, forces, energies which are hanging around like states of consciousness. And if any of them tags, that's how certain past life memories are to be understood. They are not all soul states. There are, say, a being which is hanging around in some place. Something, not the being or some fragment, some memory particle from, and it just enters us or touches us. It can trigger an experience which the person has had. And I have things to support that. I have things to support it. For example, there is famous, you may have seen, there was a movie made on that where a person in his eye, there was an eye transplant. Okay, so suddenly he started seeing flashes of someone who had murdered him. Now, this was taken as not as an evidence, but the police seriously opened the file again and they found that yes, there was a murder which took place and his eyes, the retina, had carried the imprint, and suddenly this person on whom the transplant took place started, because the retina is, you know, that it's a living organ, it started triggering flashes in the brain, his brain, and the sense that yes, I have been killed, when he has never been killed and he has nothing inside. So I have reasons to back up my claim. In such phenomena that there are energies, forces, beings which are there in the atmosphere, and sometimes something can tag, especially those who are sensitive, and the sense of familiarity and other things can come, and it most of the time it passes away because it's a very small fragmentary thing. So that's how I understand it. It's nothing to be afraid of course, but if you go to a neurologist, he will get your EEG done. Possibly put you on anti-epileptics, so don't. This part was as a doctor. Being a medical doctor, yeah. Okay, so anything else? Otherwise, okay. So, thank you so much, Jema.